Well, in the wake of LeVar Ball's inappropriate comment directed at ESPN's Molly Curam Rose, he's been temporarily banned from all ESPN platforms.
What did he say?
Take a listen.
Go ahead, before I get back to him.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you for? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
You asked for it, Steve. That's what he said.
You heard Stephen A. Smith saying,
Oh, Lord. ESPN released a statement. There will be no LeVar Ball on any ESPN platforms heading forward. So that's it.
He can put his foot in his mouth one time, too many.
Yeah.
You know, one ball has messed it up for three balls. I'm here to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Get your daddy, man.
And people, you know, they condemned him for that remark. They were upset. He said afterward that he wasn't trying to say anything inappropriate to Molly Rose. She said she thinks her husband, Jalen, though, would like LeVar to apologize publicly to her.
Yeah.
You think that's going to happen, Steve?
Well, Jalen is my boy. We good. And I would make the apology myself personally. I would make it just to make sure there was no misunderstanding. Because, look, even if he didn't mean it that way, and I could understand how he could say that, you know, because he's just talking fast. You can switch gears with me anytime. I mean, you know, now if he looked at her up and down, you know how you get that up and down look? Yeah. Then I got what that could have meant. But the fact that it was misunderstood that way, he should say, hey, look, I mean, I think he's saying I'm not apologizing, but I'd apologize publicly just to stay straight with another man and his wife. Because I don't want nobody doing it to mine and feeling some kind of way. I would apologize just to even it, you know.
Yeah, and they said he said some things inappropriate in the past to other women.
Right.
Commentators.
Oh, to women?
So okay. That's why ESPN took the stand that they did. And Molly said she felt it was inappropriate as well.
That's how she perceived it.
And that's what it is.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
If she perceived it any kind of way, then we have a problem, partner.
Right.
In this climate today or outside of this climate, even before the Me Too movement, man, my wife made me understand something real clear. Like, you know, we'll be discussing something and she'll get her feelings hurt. I said, baby, I ain't mean that. She said, Steve, the fact that you didn't mean nothing, didn't mean it. The way I took it hurt my feelings.
Right. Yeah,
now, guess what I got to do? I got to fix this for my girl.
You got to apologize.
The fact that I don't even see what she talking about, that ain't got nothing to do with it, partner.
Absolutely.
The fact that I watched her shut down is the part I got to now deal with. And as her husband, I got to fix that.
That's right. All right, coming up at 34 after the hour, here's a question. Should the U.S. pay reparations for slavery right after this?